From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Heidi Kaiser. This is State of Nevada. As of today, the Dragon Bravo fire burning in the north rim of Grand Canyon National Park is the largest wildfire in the U.S. Started by lightning, it has torched the park's beloved lodge, along with dozens of other structures, not to mention countless plants and animals. The area is a popular recreation destination among southern Nevadans and southwest Utahns, particularly when they're looking to escape the summer heat. So when can you expect to return to the area? Here with more on that is KNAU reporter and producer Adrian Scabland. Adrian, welcome to KNPR State of Nevada.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
In your time as a reporter, have you seen anything like Dragon Bravo before?
Well, certainly we've seen large fires in northern Arizona before, and certainly the North Rim has a long history of fires. This is definitely one of the largest fires that we have seen. You know, it's definitely one of the largest in the history of the state, I think, but just in this terms of size and in terms of the rapid spread that we saw, the way that this fire started, yes, the Dragon Bravo fire is definitely somewhat unique in that sense.
And we're recording this conversation on August 4th. What's the current status of the fire?
Yeah, so the fire is now more than 123,000 acres in size. It's 13% contained at this point. That containment number has fluctuated a little bit through the last month of the fire's growth, which is a fairly unusual thing to see happen just in my time covering fires. Generally speaking, fire managers are pretty conservative in terms of declaring certain containment numbers because they know that the public is so interested in that containment number. It had at one point been almost 26% contained. That dropped to, over the course of weeks, dropped to 4% and is now back up to 13%.
And this fire has been burning for a month. What have been the most noteworthy developments during your time reporting on this fire?
Yeah, I mean, probably the most noteworthy development as we've been covering the fire is just us starting to cover the fire. And that is to say, this started on July 4th as a lightning-started managed fire. There's a lot of managed fire here when fire is naturally started by a lightning strike or some other way that a fire can naturally begin. It's very common for federal land management agencies to kind of use and manage that fire to benefit the forest health, to reduce fuels in order to prevent catastrophic fires like this. And that went on for about a week. And so, you know, one of the most notable things was, you know, after a week of very controlled burning of this fire, fire managers say they were using a kind of confine and contain strategy on this fire to kind of keep it in one area and just let it kind of burn itself out. You know, winds shifted rapidly in a way that seems to have been somewhat unexpected for fire managers. And it obviously blew up very rapidly. And, you know, obviously the destruction of the Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim was massive for residents of Arizona, for the residents and employees of Grand Canyon National Park. Folks who work on the North Rim, live on the North Rim seasonally, and I'm sure for residents of Nevada as well who come and visit and recreate on the North Rim, and certainly residents of the kind of the world, given the Grand Canyon's prominence as a national park.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the area between Jacob Lake, which is about 3.5 hours from Las Vegas, and the Grand Canyon's North Rim, is a very popular vacation destination for Southern Nevadans, as you alluded to, particularly during the summer when that area can be as much as 40 degrees cooler than Las Vegas. There was another fire burning north of Jacob Lake, the White Sage Fire. It's almost completely contained as we speak. Has that area reopened?
Yeah, so the White Sage Fire started kind of a similar time frame as the Dragon Bravo Fire, but blew up much faster and thus pulled a lot of resources to it. That fire caused evacuations of Grand Canyon National Park's North Rim, actually before the Dragon Bravo fire blew up, which was kind of a godsend just in terms of the fact that people were already mostly out, visitors certainly were mostly out of that area. And that fire had prompted the county, Coconino County, to evacuate or declare evacuation status for nearly 1,000 square miles of the county. So that fire caused similar or had a similar spread in terms of the rapid growth of that fire. Fire managers and crews were able to get that fire much more under control in a much more quick time frame. But you know, it did cause evacuations, and at this point is 95% contained. They're mostly doing just kind of repair work on lines, on fire lines, to kind of improve back, bring the environment back to its more natural state around that fire.
When might Southern Nevadans be able to return to that area? Any idea?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, at this point, the expectation is that, you know, certainly for the rest of 2025, the North Rim will be closed. The South Rim remains open. It's obviously much more popular in terms of visitation, but it is a little bit warmer. And for folks in Nevada, it's obviously far farther away than the North Rim. So it's kind of anyone's guess at this point. I would expect the North Rim will be closed for the remainder of this year. And we don't know what long-term impacts it could have, you know, into years to come. Obviously, the lodge there is, and several structures, as many as 80 structures were destroyed by the fire. And so the rebuild, to rebuild the North Rim there could take, I mean, it's anyone's guess.
All right. And is anyone talking yet about restoration of flora and fauna, the ecosystem there, or is it just too early for that?
I think it's somewhat early for that discussion, but it's definitely on people's minds. One of the reasons I mentioned before that managed fire is very common here. And one of the reasons that is because our forests in northern Arizona are fire adapted. So generally speaking, they want fire. They don't want giant catastrophic fires like what, you know, we've seen, but they do like fire. The trees here are have thick bark. They you know drop their lowest limbs often drop to the ground so that they can protect themselves from fire. And then there are certain species that fire is very important for their life cycle, you know. So you know it's a kind of a double-edged sword there in terms of essentially it'll depend a lot on the severity of the burn. And that we don't know a lot about at this point.
Adrian Scablin is a producer and reporter for public radio station KNAU in northern Arizona. Adrian, thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
Yeah, Heidi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm turning now to Lisa Jennings. She's with the Southwest Area Incident Management Team and the spokesperson for the Dragon Bravo fire. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lisa, as I mentioned with Adrian, we are talking on August 4th. Last weekend, crews did make some headway on containing the Dragon Bravo fire. Is that right?
Yeah, as of this morning, the Dragon Bravo fire is sitting at 13% contained. That's up from 9% containment heading into the weekend. So we have been making steady progress.
How was that possible?
The window of good weather we had on Friday was much needed. This historic dryness has really led to fire behavior that many of us have never seen before. And so even though we didn't receive any rainfall on the fire Friday, the humidity was high enough that we could send our firefighters in directly to the fire lines to put in some better containment lines. And those have held even as these dry conditions returned.
And how did this fire start?
The fire was ignited by a lightning strike exactly a month ago today.
And the concerted effort that we're seeing now, when did that start?
The Southwest Area Incident Management Team took control of the fire around July 13th, and this fire is managed as a full suppression fire.
And for anyone who might not understand, what is this Southwest Area Incident Command? What's it comprised of?
So we are a complex incident management team, which is the highest level of expertise, primarily made up of lifetime fire professionals in the Southwest region. It's an interagency, interdisciplinary team that comes in and takes command of the fire It's very similar to a military structure. We have an incident commander and all different divisions that address everything from fire weather with a local incident meteorologist to those operations on the ground.
And what is evacuated right now? What is open in the park overall?
The north rim of the Grand Canyon National Park is closed and closed for the season to the public. All evacuation orders are still in place, so that's at go status. Due to the activity of this fire, there's been very little access back into the north rim, but our firefighters are working to mitigate hazards along that road so we can get the National Park Service back in to do damage assessments and recover, you know, the belongings of the employees who had to evacuate their homes.
Now, I know you said that containment is currently only at 13%, but is there a projected containment date or timeline?
Yeah, it is hard to predict that containment. You know, there are some predictive services that look at the average date of what we call a season-ended event based on weather predictions. But what we really need right now is a turn in that weather. Ideally rainfall, but just better humidity. We are holding our containment lines and making great progress. But with this historic fire behavior, we want to be sure that the fire is not going to reignite in those areas before we call them contained.
Lisa Jennings is the Public Information Officer for the Southwest Area Incident Management Team and the spokesperson for the Dragon Bravo Fire. Lisa, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Heidi Kaiser. This is State of Nevada.